So, Hare Krishna, I'm very grateful that all of you have come for this first Japa retreat, which we do in Croatia, and also first Japa retreat, which we do in the Balkan area. I'm personally very motivated to give this retreat, not only here in the Balkans, but actually all over the world. I have been now invited to give such a retreat in America, where amongst my students I will see my own teacher in Japa, that is His Holiness Satswarup Maharaj, who wrote many years back a book which actually inspired me to think very deeply about Japa. His book was called The Japa Reform. Maybe some of you know. And also I have been invited in to South Africa, to Australia, to hold these retreats. Somehow the devotees have heard about our initial Japa retreats. Let me tell you a little bit about the history of these initial or original Japa retreats. These retreats happened in 2 years back in Switzerland. At that time, Kanu Priya and Ananda Vardhan had visited some courses for improvement in their lives. Some courses which dealt with the transformation of the personality. These courses were lasting for about a week or so, and the hope of all those who attended the courses would be was that after the courses there would be a new person, highly advanced and spiritually enlivened, and so on. Ananda Vardhan and Kanu Priya were at this course, and they felt that there was some benefit in the courses, but at the same time they felt a great need to see if in our own Vaishnav tradition we find a force which would be able to transform our whole lives and would make us into a happy, fulfilled Vaishnavas for the rest of our lives. Now they had been practicing Krishna consciousness for about maybe 7 years or so, and they were thinking, up till now we are practicing Krishna consciousness, but we are not yet self-realized. Do we have at all a process which can help us to make very quick and perceivable advancement within a short time? And with this question they came to me, and I told them, yes, we have the holy name. And they said, the holy name? We are chanting already the holy name since 7 years. And then I said, you're not chanting properly, and if you want I could teach you, but it will be a very, very concentrated teaching time. And they said, well, let's try. And we made an attempt, and after I had given them a few advices, they really felt totally enlivened and ecstatic in their Krishna consciousness. And they said, why don't we make this experience where we are taught systematically how to come to a very high stage of spiritual life? Why don't we make this experience available in retreats? And I said, I'd like to do it. I'm myself going once a year for 4 months, for 4 weeks on a retreat where I just chant the Hare Krishna mantra. But I don't think the Hare Krishna movement is ready for the Hare Krishna mantra. I really don't think they will be happy to have such an intense experience. They will just... It will be difficult for the devotees to concentrate on just one practice and leave everything aside. They looked at me. They were almost a little bit provoked. And they said, we think the Hare Krishna movement is not only ready, but it needs it. And we will show you. We will organize a retreat. So they had organized many wonderful things in Heidelberg, and then they volunteered to organize the retreat in the Alpic Mountains, in the Alps it's called, Alpanitska Planina. And we had two very, very nice Japa retreats. The first Japa retreat, a very important person took part, an important person for this Japa retreat, and that's why I mention her. It was Anandini. Anandini, yes, here is Anandini. Anandini took part in it in her usual gospodina way. She observed everything, and she took full part. She really gave her best. And at the retreat ends, Anandini was even more in bliss than she usually is. her name is Anandini, the blissful one. And she was even more in bliss. And she said to me, Maharaj, we have to organize this in Croatia. And I know just the right place. It's the island Rab, in the most beautiful surroundings. And she showed me pictures. She showed me pictures of a mountain, on a cliff, a white cliff, where she had chanted her first round. I saw this with my own eyes, and immediately I felt inspired to visit this cliff. And so on. But we made a few more, a little bit more of a research, and we found out that the place was very nice as far as the natural surroundings were concerned, but it was not so comfortable. There were only two outside showers, in the cold rain, and everything was very much like Vrindavan on the villages. And after seeing a few pictures, I said to the to Anandini and the and by then Govindanandan and Adya and Sundarananda, who were getting involved in planning this retreat, I said, as far as I'm concerned, I would prefer if we have nice accommodations for the devotees so that they can really have enough or good sleeping arrangements and that they have good showers for their... because devotees like to shower more often than normal people. And also that there is everything is nicely taken care of for the devotees, so that they can really give all their concentration on the seminars. And together, we all agreed, Anandini, Sundarananda, and Govinda, Nandan and Adya, these two last devotees became soon the main organizers because they gave it all of their time, which they had. And they found, that's a long story, we will not be able to tell it in such detail. After looking all over Croatia and looking at many places, they decided for this place. And really, as I'm sitting now here with all of you in this place, I just feel it's a wonderful choice they have taken. And it is the right frame, so to say, for a retreat which will hopefully transform our lives and our whole approach in Krishna consciousness. I have great hopes that all of you who came to this retreat will take the greatest treasure in their spiritual lives home, and that you will be permanently affected and elevated by the week which you spend here with us. Now, I know that more devotees are arriving. We soon should be complete. Just now, two devotees decided in Sarajevo to come, Ojashvi and Mandakini, so that we have nice kirtan evenings, or bhajan evenings, to be more precise. Yes, I really want to congratulate you that you have made the decision to come here for this wonderful event, and I'm very, very excited to give this retreat. I'm actually very much enthusiastic. I couldn't imagine that I would become so enthusiastic about this retreat, but I'm really feeling that Krishna has some special plan in his mind. I just can feel this. And why I feel this, I will tell you tomorrow. I have observed a few signs that the Lord will manifest in many of your lives during this retreat. And I'm very exhausted. No, enthusiastic. Enthusiastic. I'm also a little exhausted because I worked very hard yesterday evening and the whole day. But that is not so important. Before starting, I would like to say a few words about me. I feel very unqualified to give to serve you for such an important time in your spiritual lives. I have collected some jewels, that is what I can say, some jewels in my experience in Vrindavan and some jewels from the revealed scriptures. And I want to say very honestly, these jewels are not my own creations. They are divine gifts of the Supreme Lord. So I will try my best to put them before you so that you can look at them and take those jewels home with you, which you wish to take home with you. Please overlook my own disqualifications. I do not consider myself a very good chanter of the Holy Name. I'm trying like all of you are trying. But I have great faith in that which I want to share with you. And I feel a little bit like Rupa Goswami in the beginning of his work, Vidakta Madhava. He says, "Oh, exalted Vaishnavas, please overlook my faults. Please take what is offered to you, just like you would take Charanamrita, which has come from a well, but which has washed the transcendental body of a Shalagram Shila, of the Lord." So in the same way, my words are very simple well water from a simple well in North Germany. But somehow, by having come in contact with these jewels of the Holy Name, this water has become sacred not because of me, but because of the Shalagram Shila, the touchstone of the Holy Name. So I think even if an unqualified person in the temple would serve you charanamrita, you would take the charanamrita, the holy bathing water of the Lord, overlooking the fault of the person who serves you this charanamrita. This much having been said, let us now purify this room. It was, after all, something else than it has become.